hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. And as always, Tuesdays, it is a Bob Chapman day. And very... Folks, I don't know if you appreciate, you know, we take a lot of things for granted in our daily lives, but I hope that you appreciate what this guy is doing, coming on this broadcast every Tuesday to give you the straight skinny on what's going on out there. I mean, if Bob Chapman were to tell me, John, I want paid for being on your show, I wouldn't know what to do. So through the good graces of God and the information we're able to bring it to you, spread the word. Tell folks, hey, you want to find out financially what's going on and the real reasons behind it? Give them republicbroadcasting.org, and then they can go into the archives, and they can listen to every show that Bob and I have ever done. We just hired a board operator here just a couple of weeks ago. Female, not that old. Thought she knew what was going on. She has got a massive education. I just asked her today, I said, did you know anything of what we're talking about here at this network? And she said, I didn't have a clue. This is what we need to do to the uninitiated, the uninformed, for those that are willing to hear, those who are willing to see what's going on, and more importantly, do something about it. Because Bob, I don't know about you, but I'm rapidly approaching the point that we have got, we're putting forth the maximum effort. We're not seeing the maximum return and benefit. And my job is simply this, to educate people. That's all that I can do. I can't force them to go to the proverbial water hole and drink. I've got Robbie Noel online. Good afternoon, Robbie. We don't have Robbie?
He quit.
What's that?
He's worn out.
He's on the way.
He's on the way.
From where? He's not online yet. We'll call him on the phone and tell him to get online. In the meantime, let's go to Richard in Arizona. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
A couple of things. I'll try to make it as fast as possible. I was listening to one of your, competitors, another radio station the other night.
Yeah.
And, of course, they cover a lot of 9/11.
Mm.
And the so-called patriots were calling in and criticizing Ron Paul, one, for that, and these were constitutional patriots, of course. And the main criticism of him was that he doesn't have a plan to do away with the IRS. And the second criticism was that he is not carrying the torch for 9/11 truth.
Well,
I think, John, we're at a point now where it doesn't make any difference anymore. Just like you said, it doesn't make any difference with Kennedy. What is done is done. Let's go on. We know we were lied to. We know it was a setup. It was a false flag operation. Let's go look to find out what they're going to do next. I think that's more important. If Ron Paul were to become president, I can promise you he will have a program for the IRS. What are the conservatives got? Nothing better to do than attack somebody who's their last hope? I mean, who else are they going to vote for?
I agree.
Are they going to vote for that garbage, that human offal that is offered to us each time? Despicable pedophiles and all other kinds of sex maniacs and the degenerates of one form or another. I mean, it's awful. I mean, do they have a better answer? Let them get a life.
And Richard, do you agree with what I'm saying here about the 9/11 issue? It's been 6 years. We're not going to have any more committee hearings.
I fully agree, John. I fully agree. I just found it that how dumb it was for these so-called patriots and constitutionalists to be criticizing him for something that has no value in the upcoming race.
Well, they'll probably vote for Freaky Friedman down here again for president on a write-in ballot.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, thanks for your call.
Let me hold on. I'll hold over.
Oh, okay, great. All right, hold on.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Our leaders tell us one thing. Well, they got to tell us something.
Gotcha.
They say it's for your safety. It's for the good of all.
That's right.
So shut up your mouth and get in line. Oh, right up there against the wall. The program is a sham, it's a scam, and it's gotta go.
Richard in Arizona, if you would, sir, finish up.
Okay, the other thing, John, I don't know, maybe this was news to me today. Maybe it's not news to anybody else, or maybe you've seen it also. But I saw an ad on TV today, an advertisement for Penn, to go to pandemicflu.gov to view the site to be prepared for a pandemic flu.
Well, I just had a report. Somebody called me today, and I actually have the video report from Boston, Massachusetts, Channel 4 WBZ TV. What they just did Sunday afternoon, the United States Post Office hand carried out to two locations outside of Boston 23,000 packages, and this was a test run for them to deliver pharmaceuticals in case we have a biological attack.
Ah, okay.
All right, so the fear-mongering is still going on. What you're not seeing it on national news, it's all being localized and kept very close to the vest, but the fear-mongering and the scare tactics are still being put to use.
Right, right. Okay.
This is true psychological warfare.
Yeah, it is. It really is, Bob. And it's the conditioning process that we need the government. And some of the people that they interviewed, I'll play that clip tomorrow for you folks. But some of the people that they interviewed, they were all saying the same thing. Well, I'm glad the government has a plan. And, well, geez,
Yeah, they're the ones who are making the diseases.
There you go, that you're going to be infected with. And my question was, how fast, if it was a biological attack, and even if it was treated by pharmaceuticals, that you're going to march postal employees out there with the police to do hand deliveries to everybody's homes? I mean, come on.
Logistically impossible.
Well, then they're going to show up someplace between death and rigor mortis, if then. Let's go back to the phone.
No, it's another scam, and they're probably going to pull it off. This might be their false flag operation.
It may be. It may be. After all, Boston is rooted in American history, and it's a United Nations Heritage Site now, folks. Let's go back to the phones. Margie in Delaware. Hello, Margie.
Hi, how are you, John?
Hi.
I enjoy your show. Hi, Bob. I was going to comment on about the illegals going back to Mexico. We know of quite a many illegals, and they come up. They seem to be leaving. They come up here and work and make a whole bunch of money. You know, they don't pay taxes or anything like that, and then they. What they're doing is they're going back and setting up businesses down in Mexico and leaving some family members here, and you know they're helping to fund the business, you know, the family business, and then bringing them back down after they get it funded. We're seeing a lot of that.
You're absolutely correct. That is exactly what has been going on for the last year.
Right,
and
we're seeing
this is something new. And as more and more of them get laid off, those who have assets above $30,000 will leave.
Right.
And those
right.
who are fortunate enough to have assets of over $300,000 will leave and won't come back.
Right, right. I do have to say thank you very much, Bob. I listen to you frequently on different radio shows and read your website. And you have helped us to get out of debt. Pretty much all we have left is the mortgage, and we're working on getting rid of that. But I do thank you, you know, for your heads up on all the different issues financially, and we do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I was very concerned to know whether I had sent you enough money.
No,
listen,
we really
there has to be some levity in the program.
We do thank you very much, and we
well,
thank you, John.
You're entirely welcome, and you made my day.
Right. You too. Take care, and Lord bless you now.
Thank you, Margie. Appreciate your call.
Bye.
I do have the Rhodesian Ridgeback online. Hello, Robbie.
Where's he been hiding?
Oh, I'm here. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing terrific.
It's been a crazy day. Sorry, man.
Incidentally, I've got a couple of things to tell you about gold today that
yes.
maybe you didn't know.
Tell me, Bob.
May I?
Please.
Well, are you aware that there were a heavy number of options at 670 and 700, and they're in the money, and
right.
The covers were coming. Tomorrow's the last day, and
right.
The position is still 35,767 contracts,
right.
And that is going to cost the commercials and whomever are backing them billions of dollars in losses. Now, there's another aspect to this besides the profits that are being gleaned, and as you saw the action on the floor today, we were... well, let's see here. I got the numbers. At 3:30 this morning, yep. gold was off $7. It went off 8:40 coming into the opening. It then went up to a plus $3 and ended up about 30 cents off on the day. There's some heavy-duty money in there stopping gold from going down, and I would suspect it's the owners of the options. Tomorrow is D-Day. And
right.
the owners of the options are going to be in there, and they're going to be stopping the gold suppression cartel from knocking gold down. Now, if those options were exercised, it would take 50% of the gold out of the COMEX inventory. And if it's not exercised and delivery is not taken, these guys will probably roll their profits into December, making September's options gargantuan. Very bullish.
Well, then look, there's no question. The gold has demonstrated outstanding strength, and the dollar has demonstrated outstanding weakness. And you're right. I mean, most of the internet bandits commenting this morning were all basically calling for a $20 to $30 correction in the gold price. I mean, that was the conventional
that
wisdom.
Dennis Gartman was the leader of the pack.
Right. I know. It's amazing stuff, man. I was searching around for news this morning because I couldn't figure out what was going on. After you pointed out, after being down $7 and then fighting all its way back, I thought, you know, someone had let off a nuke somewhere or, you know, another major bank in England had gone under. I was searching for a reason. I couldn't find any.
It was Mugabe buying. Hey, I've got another Lulu for you. You know, we talk about the gold suppression cartel. The unofficial mission of our government and other central banks and the Federal Reserve manipulating the gold price. On Monday, Larry Kudlow, who I think you all know, who's on CNBC.
Oh, I can't stand this
who
guy.
Who is very friendly with George Bush, and he's considered to be a neocon propagandist. He had a fellow from Money News on named John Brown. And Mr. Kudlow said that the gold price had failed to register inflation for about 10 years. And Brown popped up and said that gold is heavily distorted on the downside by government intervention.
Uh-oh.
A free market price for gold, he added, with some agitation, would be between $1 and $2,000 an ounce. And, of course, Kudlow dropped the subject like a hot potato and went on. But people are starting to speak out, but you can see how managed the news is.
Oh, watching the news today, commenting on, obviously, now I've watched everything that Abinejad has said. I watched him on Sunday in 60 Minutes. I watched him at the National Press Club. And I've actually read the transcripts of everything that he said. The spin that is put on by ABC, NBC, CNN, and obviously various members of this administration is almost mind-boggling in its proportion, how they can twist and turn everything. You know that the only argument that they've got left against Iran is that they persecute gays. I mean, this is what it's all boiled down to. The only thing that they can possibly chastise Iran for, and the reason why there's Abinejad obviously got a bit confused in the translation, they don't recognize homosexuality in Iran. It is against the law. It's as simple as that. That's why he said we don't have the problem that you have. We don't believe in giving certain special rights to small minority groups.
George Bush. So, yeah, go ahead, Robbie.
And so the illustration is, if they can spin something that I watched with my own two eyes, read with my own two eyes, and then listen to the way they spin it, it is no different to what they do when it comes to gold. It's exactly the same.
You know,
and it's
same
players.
It is, Robbie. And what they boiled this down to, and I channel surfed all the news outlets, and they were all, I think they got the message from the White House, that you're to call this a public relations campaign. And that George Bush's PR is better than Ahmadinejad's PR. I mean, it's this, and Bush didn't even have the guts in his UN address today that Ahmadinejad was sitting in the audience, and he wouldn't even talk about Iran. He talked in generalities about democracy and how great he was and the United States was. And past tense, was. We'll take the break, get back to your calls here right after this.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Back. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Gary in Tennessee. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi.
I didn't hear the click, so I didn't know I was on the air. I've been listening to Mr. Chapman since 98-2000 era, and 98% on the money. I give him a plus mark for that.
Well, what I'd like to know is, Bob, what were you wrong about? 2%.
You want me to bring up the lurid past? I had a had recommended a long position in natural gas at 10.50. And I told people it would probably go to about $15. Well, in steps J.P. Morgan Chase, and they get permission to do natural gas futures, and they came in around $14.50, and they took it down to $4.50. They manipulated the market down. Now, there's no way of anticipating that, but that was one of my failures.
All right, who's got the dogs?
I think it's the Ridgeback barking at us.
No. Ridgebacks don't bark. You should know that. Ridgebacks don't bark.
Have you had
bark.
All your short shots?
Yeah. Gary, before the hounds go off again, what's on your mind?
I have a brother and a sister. My sister's super wealthy. My brother is semi-wealthy. And back in 98, 2000, I told him to divest of dollar-based instruments and buy junk silver and gold coins that near melt as they could get. And they did not heed my warnings. And now I bet they wish they did. Now, the recent drop in the prime by the Feds, what is that going to do to their dollar-based instruments? That's the first question.
All right, let them take that question first. Go ahead, Bob.
The drop in crime?
No.
Prime.
Last Tuesday.
The drop in the prime.
Yeah, the 50 basis
points. Well, what it's going to do, in just a few simple words, is it's going to bail out Wall Street. And it's going to bail out banks and hedge funds. It's not going to do anything for the mortgage market because they haven't lowered the mortgage rates. They've increased them. And, of course, the media, I saw one piece of media this morning telling us the 30-year fixed mortgage was 606. Well, it's nothing like that. It's around 641. But if you get into jumbos, it's between 7 5/8 and 8 1/4. I mean, who's kidding who here? Everybody's afraid to make loans to anybody. And that's going to continue.
Because they don't know what's on their books.
That's
what I understand it. Yeah.
They've lost confidence and trust in everybody. They're terrified. And it's not only here, it's outside the country, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the underlying problem that the dollar faces. I mean, this flight into gold is simply a statement by the people that they are losing faith in fiat script currency. And are looking for, obviously, the only asset that's out there that has maintained their value and is a true currency and obviously has a very high degree of confidence amongst those who hold it.
But, Robbie, I watched a Monex commercial this morning, and they have and some of the best advertising out there is the people that use your service or whatever, and you know, they had one guy's voiceover on the commercial that, well, I'm in the financial sector, and I recommend that 20% be put in gold in your portfolio. And I'm thinking, 20%?
But that's just standard in the industry.
Well, that used to be a
standard. Yeah, but that's because they're afraid to tell the people that they should be more invested in gold and silver-related assets, and they're actually afraid to say anything for two reasons. Number one, the government might come down on them, and secondly, they don't think that would be believable to people.
Well, yeah, because the conventional wisdom, as any accountant and CPA will tell you, as you know, they have this computer model of where they allocate certain percentages of your investment dollar. Certain percentage in cash, certain percentage in hard assets like gold, certain percentage in bonds, certain percentage in stocks. Well, that computer model works really good so long as a black swan doesn't show up.
Well, yeah, that's right. And that's why we had the terrible displacement of assets this last 2 months. And that's why we had LTCM. You know, the markets of the world, all of them, you cannot put a slide rule to them. You can't use algorithms and formulas because human nature is uncontrollable, and you don't know what anybody's going to do at any given moment. It's just like I used to say in of all places, was in Devillon in France, where I would go to casino, and I watch these people with all these formulas lose their tails.
Absolutely.
And so why is that? Is that because numbers are random?
Tell you what, you to your rich siblings out there, Just drop them a one-liner, Gary.
Can you hear me now?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back, and they're going to shoot me here if I don't tell you about this. We have a special running at RBN. It's for the Berkey Light out there. The regular price on this unit is $279. You've heard all the commercials. You know what it does. Normally $279, it's on sale for $259, and you get bonus gifts here. You either get two free sport bottles. These are the ones you can take with you. Pond water, rain water, as long as it's liquid. Well, as long as it's water, anyhow. You can enjoy fresh, clean water anywhere you go. It's a great thing to have in your glove compartment of your car or someplace else of your choosing. Or a set of PF2 filters. These are the post filters that go on the standard Berkey filters. And you get your choice on that. And the Berkey light that's got the lighted base, it works off of batteries or an AC adapter. It is perfect as an emergency light. Or if you're just filtering water, it makes it look really cool. At any rate, that's $279 with a regular price, $259. On special for the lighted base Berkey light, or $209 without the light. And, of course, you get the free gifts, either the sport bottles or the set of PF2 filters. So, and also Aaronizers, folks, for I almost forgot that. Aaronizers, 10% off of any Aaronizer out there except the industrial size models. Let's go back to the phones. Stephen in Texas.
Yes, good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, nice article by Robert Chapman. I just got through reading it. I just had a couple things to say. A couple of your callers had called in, and I think we should all stop kidding ourselves that voting really matters because it's rigged and Ron Paul will never be president. It's a shame because I think the guy's got a lot of good things to say and will do a very good job if he was elected, but it's just not going to happen. So I think we need to put our resources and possibly organize to make sure that the rigged game doesn't continue.
Well, that's good advice. But as I said with Ron Paul, I said small miracle. I meant large miracle. If by chance he does get in there, he'll be able to veto any unconstitutional bills coming out of Congress. And while he keeps them tied up like a pretzel in the District of Criminals, we can be working at the local level and at the state level.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen, John.
But you know what that does, Stephen, when you tell people that?
Yeah, I know. I think the next step is organizing and actually doing something.
Well, no, I understand that, but what's wrong with saying vote for Ron Paul for president and casting your vote for the guy? How long does that take you? A few minutes?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess it may attract other listeners and stuff like that, but the voting game is rigged, you know. Look who owns the machines. It's a rigged game. Every president that's ever been elected has always been put into power by the powers that be. It's just the way it is.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, at the very least, what you're going to see play out is a scenario much like in 92 with George Bush Sr. and Billy Clinton. But I'll tell you, he spent his own money doing it because he couldn't really get the corporate sponsorship for the message he was putting out. But he was effective.
Yeah, I mean, no one guy is going to want to stick his neck out and get it chopped off, you know, to do something, you know, and two people, you know, actually physically doing something to try to take the country back is going to get, you know, they're going to get whacked out. And it's going to take a lot of people, a lot of organization, and there's going to have to be a movement, and someone's got to do something because these crooks that are in our government, they are shearing us left and right, and something has got to happen. It's time for the talk is over. It's gone. It's been gone for, you know, 100 years. It's just we're just starting to wake up because of the information age and the computer and, you know, what you guys are doing. And I have the greatest respect in the world for RBN. And it's just something's got to be done physically.
Well, Stephen, I'm in agreement with you, but I will say this again for those that are not getting this. We don't have yet enough people to organize to make whatever it is happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many different ways I've got to say this, and quite frankly, I'm even sick and tired of hearing myself say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's why I said I'm not going to be talking about 9/11 anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about now. I'm just thinking the cameras at every intersection.
Well, yeah.
The grid that's being put up around us, and we're just going to sit around. Last night I saw that pandemic flu thing that your other caller discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that, and you know, you're starting to see HEB carrying these empty water bottles now. You know, you never saw that. It's obvious something's going to happen, and I think when it does, it's going to be too late. And so I think our backs are up against the wall, and we're racing against the clock to organize and do something before.
And that's a possible scenario, but this is more likely and more probable. Did you ever read the book Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse?
Twice.
Okay, that was the Bible for when it does happen.
Yeah, it's great, but you know, I don't have $500,000 to go buy a retreat in Idaho.
No.
You know,
Stephen,
you know what I mean?
No, let me finish my point.
Yeah.
Let's save the sarcasm for me.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that this guy wrote this book. I had never met the man, and his name is James Wesley Rawls. He was a real, real intelligence guy in the military.
Yes.
He and I had never met. I was always of the opinion that it's not going to be the flu pandemic. It's not going to be a biological attack. It's not going to be a dirty nuke. It's not going to be any of those things. They are going to be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish when the economy crashes.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can point the fingers in either direction, take on plausible deniability, and say, well, geez, that's then, and this is now, and now we've got full-blown emergency. We've got cities that are burning. We've got the illegals crouching under bridge abutments, victimizing people that are walking by, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have chaos in this country, and out of that chaos, if you go back to the earliest writings of the Illuminists, this has been their mantra. We are going to create the chaos, and out of that chaos, we're going to bring the order that we need.
Correct, correct. And I just say that, you know, it's a great book. It reads like a textbook to do what you got to do. But, you know, quite frankly, I mean, there's a lot of people that are trapped in this grid here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And it's like, gee, it would be great to be able to do something to get out of here because, I mean, you know, and some of us got kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I'm afraid my little daughter is not going to see a future. You know what I mean?
I understand. I you're talking to a guy that understands. And what I have been doing, I've been chosen to do this. Why? I quit arguing about it years ago. I just know it's my job. Mm-hmm. My job is to pull the information together to disseminate it. But we don't have the money to run $500,000 ads in major publications around the country to tell people to come to where the information is at. That has been the job of the listeners out there. And quite frankly, I don't know what happened. Somewhere there's been a breakdown in communication, but the numbers are not growing progressively as they should to combat the problems that we have.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. That's what's angering me and frustrating me, and I'm watching people take valuable airtime and literally waste it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what can I say, Stefan?
Well, I just want everyone to wake up because, I mean, no disrespect about your topics or anything like that, but, I mean, I can see through the veil. I know what's going on. And it's just so funny watching these glazed-eyed sheeple walking through the grocery shelf, saying hello to the yellow shirts at the front line and then taking their kids before they go shopping in to get a flu shot at the Ready Clinic.
No, I understand. And the only way that they're that garbage in, garbage out, Stefan, this is what they're continuing to get, their steady diet of lies and deceptions and misinformation. They need to hear it straight. What happened to you, Stefan? What happened to the day that you started to pay attention, that you pulled your head out of the proverbial sand and you started to look around? This is the same thing that's got to be afforded. The opportunity needs to be afforded to every human being in this country that for once they get the straight skinny, the straight poop about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's vaccinations, the New World Order. I don't care what it is.
I try to do my best, but when you start talking to people about stuff, when you see that glazed over look, and then you know, they kind of classify you as a conspiracy theorist and all the stuff. They don't even want to hear the truth.
Stefan, I was one of those people that glazed over because I had somebody talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was one of those people. And thank God that I paid attention. Something snapped me awake. And that was a little before Waco, Texas, and all the people happily burnt to the ground up there.
Yeah, what a tragedy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, thanks for your call, Stefan. I appreciate it.
God bless.
All right. I don't need to monopolize the time here, gentlemen, but we need to carry on with the calls. Henry in Connecticut. Henry, I ask you to be brief. We're running out of time.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, two things. Bear with me, Mr. Stepmiller. There's two things. A second question for Chapman, but before I get to Mr. Chapman, response to the caller just before me. Let me just say this. I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican or Democrat. I'm not even one of those religious Christian type of people, and yet I'm for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard George Norrie mention Ron Paul last week,
mm-hmm.
okay? So this is to that person that's listening, anybody else that's listening. What he said and what he's saying about, well, he hasn't had this, that, blah, 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 forget that. I'm calling from Connecticut. I'm calling from a state that had Joe Lieberman run on his Democratic primary, and he was kicked out of his primary, out of his party, the ticket that he ran on, and replaced with Lamont, because there were so many people that came out to the primary, and they put Lamont on the Democratic victor for the Democratic primary. Now, from what I understand, I called today with my office of registered voters, and I told them to send me an application, even though I'm not registered in any party, to send me an application so I can enroll as Republican. And you could always change it after the presidential election. So I'm telling all the people out there now, I believe the deadline is sometime in October for the entire country. But up here, it's in order to register in the presidential Republican primary for February of next year. So let's do this step by step. First thing is, everybody out there, call your office, get a registration, change your registration, and register Republican, whether you're a Republican or not, because you're not voting for a typical Republican. You're voting for Ron Paul. So keep that in mind, not just a Republican. Change it. Let's go to the primary. Let's go and vote. Let's get our asses out of here, all of us, millions of you. It can be done. After that, and then he wins the primary, and if enough of you come out there, I'm telling you, he will. We did it up here with Lieberman. I don't know how Lieberman got and won the actual Senate race near the end when he got on the independent party and won, but he was kicked out of the party primary, and it can be done because they don't even the Illuminati, some of them don't count on that as much as they do the main general election. So if you give them a surprise, it will work. So everybody out there, I think it's October, middle October, call them between now and October 12th or so, and get that stuff in there, and let's go to the polls, let's go and vote. Once that step is done, then we'll see after that. Now, the other thing is he's talking about, well, if he gets in, this and that, he could get shot, blah, 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 blah. I also heard a John Fitzgerald Kennedy Democrat call up on your network. It said that he was from Ron Paul, and he was calling from Massachusetts. Okay, so the independents from Ron Paul. It's all over the Internet. Now, the other thing is this. He's talking about him getting killed. They could do that, and you could question Chapman about this, but as far as John Fitzgerald is concerned, he left himself open, and he did. There was a lot of things. But once you become president, if he did get in, it's very, very easy to make it very difficult for them to kill you, because all you have to do is fire the chef. You get rid of the Secret Service that are protecting you. Yeah. You, as president, you can appoint your own FBI director. You can appoint your own CIA director.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are fixes for that. And the one thing that the caller must have missed during this is Ron Paul, when I spoke to him in person over 3 years ago,
he
told me the reasons why he didn't want to run for governor or president. And he has since changed his mind. He is literally putting his life on the line. He's accepted that responsibility, not only being president, but the possibility that somebody might want to see him done away with. Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, Henry, I'm sorry. I've got to move on. I appreciate your call. Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill. You're on with Robbie Noel, Bob Chapman.
Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo, Henry. Thanks so very much, John, for everything. You would possibly have reviewed that package. A component of those puts are sitting in that package in audio testimony with U.S. attorneys sitting on the burner. My direct question to Mr. Chapman is, in regard to the BlackRock discussion internationally, could that also be a component of the rigidity of the market?
Bob?
Hello?
Well, I quite frankly, I don't know.
You've had a chance to review the BBC archives of the last 3 weeks' interviews with the Queen's banker, as well as the auditing.
Yes, I have. I think what happened is, I think Mervyn King came out and did the proper thing. He was countermanded by whom, I don't know, but I rather think it was the Queen, to guarantee all of the deposits up to a certain level in all of the institutions in England. And I think that what they've done is gotten out of hand. I think that they don't know what to do about it, and the markets are still frozen. I mean, I just took down the euro rates from today, the euro LIBOR rates, and I couldn't believe it. They're up again. And so they're no closer now than they were 6 or 8 weeks ago.
But it goes back to your exact discussion. They don't know what they've lost or what they overdrafted on. They don't know. They admitted it on the air.
You're absolutely right. And the system is in chaos, and they don't want the public to know it.
You guys are excellent. Thanks so very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Jimmy in Texas. Robbie, are you still out there?
I'm still here. Paying close attention.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up to the break. I'm going to try to squeeze a couple more calls in. And I want you, as always, we have a package. You call it the Bob Chapman package. And we'll reserve a little bit of time on the other side of this break for that information. Let me go. When do we break here? I can't right now. I can't see my clock. There's a reflection in it. All right, Jimmy and Kathy, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We're going to ask you to be brief because Mr. Noel has to give the Bob Chapman package, of which if you buy a minimum, you get, that's right, the International Forecaster, one of two ways, by email or hard copy. And act today, folks, because the prices are going up as of October 1st. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back, and Robbie, go ahead and put out the Bob Chapman special for this week.
Second most favorite coin, but it's almost like trying to separate your children, who you love the most. Brilliant uncirculated, $10 liberties, 429. On orders of 15 or more, you get a free subscription to the Bob Chapman International Forecaster.
Which will be delivered four times, twice a week by email. That's a total of 8 per month, or if you get the hard copy. How often do they get it, Bob?
They get it every 2 weeks, but, you know, every other month you get 9 emails.
Okay.
It's incredible. Yeah. Nobody puts I don't know how I do it.
I don't know how you do it either. Anyhow, Robbie, go ahead and finish your deal out.
For instance, if someone orders 15, we will guarantee you that you will have 15 different dates. In other words, these aren't all the same dates. These will be different dates. So you'll get 15 different dates, brilliant uncirculated, $10 liberties, which are all pre-1933, pre-1907, for $429, and they can give us a call. And we have a limited amount. I'll be perfectly honest with you, these things are tough to get hold of. We have I've put a hold on 150 of them, and that's it.
All right, and that's 800-691-7898.
898.
Robbie's website is eaglesup.com.
Have a look at the picture of the coin.
There you go. And, of course, there's all sorts of financial news and information available at Robbie's site, and he is up next on Republic Broadcasting Network with his program, very good program. It is the flip side. Jimmy in Texas. Hello, Jimmy.
Yes, I don't want to hear another person say Ron Paul can't win. It's not fair to all the people that are giving it their all. And it's like wildfire. My daughter started 9 weeks ago to find one other person that was Ron Paul. Now she has a startup group with 70 in it, and she's going to all of the towns in her congressional district and starting startup groups. And there's just no end to it. And it's mushrooming, and it looks like pretty soon you'll have your big group because it's just developing that way.
Yeah, and it's important that we don't lose sight of what's going on, and to devote some time to campaign for Ron Paul is a good thing, because how many presidential candidates have you heard saying, yeah, we need to dump the Federal Reserve, yeah, we need to dump the income tax?
Well, I was at the Forest Festival with a group, and people come by and get the IRS stuff. That turned them on more than anything was the IRS over here in my area.
Well, it's...
And more than Iran. Yeah. Iraq.
Yeah, I understand. Well, people are centered on just survival in this country right now, and they're looking for the ways to get rid of the robber barons. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for your call. I appreciate
it. Thank
you. Yeah. Gentlemen? We're
a personal check for bank wire, whatever's
coming. Oh, Robbie's there doing a deal right now. 800-691-7898. Mr. Robert Chapman, thank you so much for your time, sir, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
I love every minute of it. Wife has one of those liberties around her neck.
Really? All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Bob, very much. And Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I know you got to get ready for your show. So hang up that phone, and we'll see you back here in about 3 minutes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, all you callers out there. Spread the word about the broadcast. It's the only place that you're going to hear the straight skinny on what's going on in the economic, financial, what the globalists have in mind, and how they're doing it. Email it to your friends, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. They're on every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And when you get them hooked, take them to the archives. They're all for free. A lot of information. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.